Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
NBA Insider Ryan McDonough. Insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. All right, a big night in the NBA. The finals completed last week, and now it means the draft. And here in Houston, many people have been waiting for this night, as I'm sure you're excited for this as a big night in the NBA. And Ryan, my question to you to start things off: who are the Rockets taking? What are you hearing? Where are you hearing? What do you believe Adam Silver will say with the number three pick, the Houston Rockets select to?
I think Adam Silver will say the Houston Rockets select Paolo Banchero, forward from Duke, at three. And we've seen some interesting action on the betting market over the last 24 to 48 hours. For those who follow the sports betting markets, they've really gone haywire to the extent that Jabari Smith was well out in front of the pack earlier this week, even Monday, Tuesday when the week started. And then Chet Holmgren was second, and a distant third was Paolo Banchero. Those odds really shifted around over the last 24 or so hours. There's some speculation as to why. I think it's all smoke, guys. I mean, anything could happen, obviously, and we're not inside the war room of these front offices. But my best educated guess is the Houston Rockets stick at three and take Banchero.
What do you think the possibility is that they trade up? Not, I don't want to talk trading down, because I'd imagine this rebuilding team needs to trade up with the other first round picks. You think is it likely that they package something and move up? Do you think they stay put? And if they do move up, who's maybe a guy in that 8, 9, 10 range that you think the Rockets could go after?
Okay, are you talking about with their later two picks?
Yeah, using those later two picks, okay. And hell, anything else they got for that matter to move. I mean, we heard from Tillman Fertitta yesterday, and he said, look, anything could happen. They could bounce around in any way, shape, or form, which is what I would expect an owner to say. But do you see them moving at all? And if so, if they do move up, who could you see them potentially getting other than that using that three pick on Banchero?
Yeah, good question. I'm glad you clarified because I do think they stick at three. And I think one of the reasons for that is what Orlando is struggling with right now. I think it's pretty flat at the top of the draft between Holmgren, Smith, Banchero. So I think Houston's happy with their first pick at number three just to see who's available. And then I think it does become a roster spot issue at some point, guys. It's something that's not discussed enough, in my opinion, outside of front offices. Houston has a lot of young guys. As you guys know, they do not have a lot of free agents. We'll see what happens with Dennis Schroeder. John Wall opted in the other day, and we'll see what happens there if he's on the roster next year. Eric Gordon may be in play via trade, but just think of all the young players they have, beyond those guys, especially in the backcourt. I wouldn't at all be surprised, Clint, if there is consolidation, meaning they package a few picks together to try to move up, let's say 17 and 26 just to get a pick. Earlier in the teens, I think, somewhere in that late lottery range, say 10 to 14 in that range there. Keep in mind, the NBA draft is very different than football. This is not a volume draft. It's a player-specific draft, and teams really prioritize moving up or moving back. Even a few slots, it costs a lot more, as compared to the NFL. But I don't think Houston wants to bring in three more rookies, would be my guess, and have them on the roster this year. I think they had four rookies come out of last year's draft, and if they were to pick three guys and bring them in, that's essentially half of your 15-man roster who are guys in their teens or early 20s. I think that would be tough for Steven Silas, so my expectation is that they pick at three. But then, yeah, I think 17 and or 26 are very much in play. I'd look for them to try to move up, and if they can't, maybe they flip one of those picks for a first-round pick in a future draft.
And you think that move up, just to be clear, I think I heard you say anywhere from the 10 to 14 range, is that, I mean, who knows what will happen, but is that the movement that you would see with those two picks in hand?
I think so, because what happens in the NBA is, even though they have multiple picks, you know, at 17 and 26. You know, teams are hesitant to drop down. Say if you're in the top nine, you're hesitant to drop back that far. You know, say San Antonio at nine, does San Antonio need two young guys who are in a different tier, you know, of player at 17 and 26, or I think they just prefer one guy at nine. So that's the challenge, and that's why consolidation in the NBA usually doesn't get you very high. But, you know, we've seen New York drop down or drop back in the recent past under Leon Rose and his front office. They're sitting there at 11. Washington at 10. I don't think they necessarily want another rookie as they try to keep Bradley Beal happy and, you know, win alongside Beal. They need to add a point guard somehow, so maybe they prefer a couple picks to flip one of them, keep one of them later in the draft. There's some financial benefits to that. So that's where I think it starts. Washington at 10, New York at 11. We've seen that OKC at 12 is very much in the future market game. I think that would be about the ceiling if Houston is able to consolidate those two picks or take, say, 17 and a future first-round pick. I think it probably gets them into that late lottery range.
All right, Ryan McDonough, he joins us. He is our Odyssey Sports Radio 610 NBA insider. And Ryan, you talked about you believe Paolo Banchero will be the pick for the Rockets. A lot of people like what he is, love his size at 610 and at 250. But what are the concerns with him? And I know as a former GM, when you look at these guys, we look at the highlights. But what are the concerns for him when he gets to the league?
Yeah, I don't have many concerns. I think this kid's going to be a really good player. You know, as far as his strengths, his body at the power forward position, he's got an NBA-ready body at 19 years old. He's skilled, too. He can dribble, pass, and shoot it. So I think he has a chance to be a fairly complete offensive player. He's got a good feel for the game. He knows when to pass and shoot. And he's been a pretty dominant player throughout high school, AAU, and now in his 1 year at Duke. If I were to nitpick, you know, in the top three, the reason that maybe he's available at three instead of going number one, his shooting this year was average at Duke. He made 34% of his threes and 73% of his free throws from the college line. He doesn't create a ton of separation from his defenders, so I wouldn't say he's an elite athlete, but I think with his size and strength and power, he's certainly a good enough athlete. And then defensively, you know, he's not an above-the-rim guy. He blocked less than one shot per game at Duke. So really, I'm nitpicking. I like the kid a lot. I think there's a chance he could end up being the best player to come out of this year's draft, but, you know, if he's there at three instead of going one or two, those are some of the reasons why.
How do you think he pairs with the Rockets' young guys that they have, in particularly Jalen Green?
I think he pairs well. I mean, I like that duo a lot as a pick-and-roll combination. I'd get excited if I were a Rockets fan about Banchero setting screens for Jalen Green. Green can come off maybe with some space. Banchero can roll or pop. I think initially he's probably best as a pick-and-pop guy because of his shooting ability and skill. He can also pass the basketball a little bit. And I think that's one of the things that's so intriguing to Raphael Stone and the guys in the Rockets front office. And you guys know the timing as far as what happened, at least if the reports are true, that they watched Banchero work out maybe for a second time and then decided to trade Christian Wood or finalize the trade to Dallas with Christian Wood going out. So I think they like it. I like the fit. You would have two very talented offensive players, one in the backcourt in Jalen Green, and then one potentially in the frontcourt in Banchero.
All right, Ryan, we appreciate you jumping on with this. I'm excited about him. I feel like he's the most NBA-ready guy right now. I am a no-go on Chet Holmgren. Do not like that body. So I like where the Rockets may roll. We're here with Ben Carroll. Appreciate you joining us.
Anytime, guys.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.